Dr. Ali, you were born in Egypt, and when you decided to nominate as an MP, was it clear that you had to give up that dual citizenship?
Very clear, very, very clear. And as much as I want to have sympathy for those who are caught up in this, the fact is that really, you know, if you've done your due diligence, the laws are there, the rules are very, very clear. And, you know, it's not just really even if you were born overseas, because some countries you automatically get citizenship of the father. So even if you were born here and your parents were born overseas, you may also have automatic citizenship to another country.
Well, what was the process like for you? How difficult was it to carry out the process?
Well, I wouldn't say it was easy, but it wasn't as difficult either. I mean, first of all, I had to get a form, and when they sent me the form for renouncing your citizenship, it was all in Arabic, and I turned to them, I said, "Don't you have one in English?" And they said, "No, it's only in Arabic," and I can't read or write Arabic. I've also never had any kind of Egyptian identification or Egyptian passport. So, you know, on the form it says, what's your Egyptian ID number? What's your Egyptian passport number? So I had to get a lot of help filling out the form. I then had to get the form signed by a justice of the peace and then by a notary public and then take it to our offices in here, in Australia, get it signed by our Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and get a seal on it, and then send it back to Egypt.
So was the onus completely on you, or was the party actively involved in sorting this out from the start?
No, the party was very very much about following up and ensuring that I did take all the measures that were necessary. So they were continuously in contact with me, making sure that I had filled in all the forms, making sure that I had done all the process. But certainly this is something that was my responsibility as a candidate, as somebody who was being nominated for candidacy, and my party was there to ensure that I had done my due diligence as well.
When you listen to the comments from Larissa Waters, we've just heard from, and earlier on Scott Ludlam as well, it sounds like a genuine mistake and an oversight that they're in this situation. So is there any sympathy whatsoever, or because of the clarity on the form, you just can't give any sympathy on this occasion?
Well, look, certainly in the case of Larissa Waters, I mean, it seemed like it was a technicality. The fact that, you know, her parents were over there, they were Australians, studying over in Canada when she was born, and, you know, Canada changed the rules just 1 week after she was born. It certainly does sound like a technicality. But I think there's also, you know, there should be no excuse for everyone checking. The process that... certainly the process that I had to go through just to be nominated as a candidate was very, very rigorous. It involved going through a whole range of things, including citizenship among that. So really it should come down to the parties and the nomination process that parties have in ensuring that they vet their candidates thoroughly and ensure that their candidates are eligible.
12 past five on ABC Radio Perth and across Western Australia, talking to Dr. Anne Ali, the Federal Labor MP for Cowan, and off the story today that you would have heard in the news that yet another senator has resigned after finding out she had dual citizenship. This time it was Larissa Waters, and that follows Scott Ludlam's decision as well after discovering he had a dual citizenship with New Zealand. On text, which is 0437 922 720, one text is saying, "This is a storm in a teacup. Is anyone suggesting either of the Green senators vote to benefit foreign governments?" And on that point, Dr. Ali, do you agree with this rule? Why should people have to give up their dual citizenship in the first place?
Oh, I do agree with it, actually, because I think that, you know, if it comes down to a situation where you have to choose between countries, I think it should be very clear where your loyalties lie, that your loyalties lie with Australia. So I do think that it is it's a good rule to have, that you do have to give up citizenship. Of course, for some people, once they take on Australian citizenship, they automatically lose their country of birth citizenship or any other dual citizenship that they have. For other people, it's a bit more difficult. And for other countries, it's even more difficult to... they don't allow you to renounce your citizenship if you have a lineage to that particular country through your father's birth. So it can be quite difficult. But the rules do state that as long as you've taken all reasonable measures and done everything that you can to renounce your citizenship. But in terms of having those, I'm not for a minute suggesting that anybody with a dual citizenship and the two senators would have not had loyalty to Australia. But I think to be sure, we need to have a uniform rule for everyone.
And on a personal note, what does it feel like to have your background questioned so publicly like it has been, well, not only for you, but other MPs today who've all been going back and checking through the documentation just to make sure that they don't hold a dual citizenship as well?
Well, I've kind of had the question from the day that I was announced, actually. People have been asking me this question for a long time, for at least the year that I've been in Parliament. So I'm quite used to it. I don't, really take offence to it. I think it's in the rules. I'm quite happy to answer the question. If people keep pressing and saying, I want to see proof or anything like that, then it might get a bit tiresome, but I'm quite happy to answer the question. I've renounced my citizenship. I followed the rules did everything that was asked of me, made sure that I was eligible. I think it's part of the process, and if you want to sit in Parliament and if you want to serve your community, then you have to tick the boxes.